am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hello, everybody. It is Monday. What's the date today? Let's see. It is July 1st. How about that? You might have got this dumb Skype thing. All right, let me turn it off. There we go. Okay, so it's Monday, July 1st, and this is the beginning of Positive News Month, and I want to welcome you to that. So you're with Purpose Talk Radio. My name is Jan Revelle, and I am your host, and I'm glad to have you with us today. It's going to be a really interesting and positive day. The remember that the song is called I Am Who I Am, and it's by True Trinity. You can find them at truetrinity.com, where you can find information about the song, you can listen to the song, you can buy the song. It's a wonderful song, and there's another one over there called Be the Difference, and wouldn't we all like to be the difference? So that is part of our theme today, is positive news and be the difference. Today I have drawn three extra cards. I've got the show card, I'm going to tell you that in just a second, and I've drawn three extra cards. So following the interview, if you would like a card reading, you're welcome to call in, and you can call in to talk to Cindy, our guest. Cindy Freeman is the guest. She's the creator of Positive News Day and Positive News Month, or to talk to me, and that number is 347-205-9074. So remember, at the end of following the interview, we have three extra cards. If you would like a card reading, you're welcome to call in for that. And during the show, call in to speak with Cindy or myself. The show card for today is a lovely one. It's one we may or may not have had before. I don't remember. It's called Rainbow. And it's just beautiful. It shows an older angel, an older woman, a mature woman. Let's put it that way, a mature woman. She's like me. She has kind of gray hair. She's a mature woman, and she is an angel. She has angel wings that are wrapped around this young maiden who is all dressed in a multicolored gown with red and yellow and green and blue and all the different colors of the rainbow. Her left hand is holding the right hand. Right. Actually, they're both right hands. Both of their right hands are holding each other, and in the young maiden's left hand, she's holding a flower that also has a flame in the middle of it. The rainbow is the symbol of hope. Remember in the biblical story about the flood, that when God spoke to Noah and said, the rainbow will be my symbol to you, that all is well and that things will continue to be well. So the rainbow has become the symbol of hope. And that is our card for today, is the rainbow. Remember that even in the darkest storm, you will find a rainbow, and that rainbow is hope. So bring your hope along with you today to talk with us. The first thing I want to do is, it's a little bit of a sad news, but I want you all to help me with this. As you know, I live in Arizona, and there have been multiple terrible fires, forest fires here in Arizona. We may not have a lot of forest, but it seems like whatever we have is burning. There's where I live near Sedona. There is a forest fire that is down by Phoenix called the, I can't even remember the name of it. In any case, the Yarnell fire. And the Yarnell fire is a really big one and a really bad one. It has spread to over 2,000 acres at this point in time. There's another fire that's just south of Flagstaff, and the wind is blowing in our direction. So the skies are just absolutely filled with smoke. The sad thing is that 19 firefighters from the town of Prescott, Arizona, which is just a half an hour, 40 minutes south of where I am and north of Phoenix, these firefighters went down to help fight that fire, that Yarnell fire, and 19 of these firefighters died. These are young men who were struck down in the prime of their life through the violence of fire that is brought about by the terrible drought that we've been suffering. So what I'd like you to do is spend a moment with me. We're going to take 1 minute, and we're going to have a minute of silence to do whatever you feel is appropriate, whether it's prayer, meditation, sending energies, sending healing, thinking about the families that are left behind who are going to need hope, thinking about the other firefighters in the area whose compatriots have been lost, and they also need hope, and they need the sense of love that we can send them. So let's take right now 1 minute of silence to send them all as much love as you can send. And when you're ready, bring your attention back to the radio show. And we're going to go on and think about the rainbow that brings hope. Hope to families, hope to loved ones, and hope to colleagues and to coworkers. And now we're going to bring Cindy Freeman in. She's here waiting for me to bring her in. We're going to bring her into the show, and we're going to start talking with her about Positive News Day and Positive News Month. Cindy, hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Jan, I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. So
that rainbow has become part of the logo for this hope, for this whole Positive News Day. So that was awesome reading on that. So.
All right. So how has the rainbow become a part of Positive News Day?
Because it is hope. It represents something shining. I don't know anybody that has ever looked at a rainbow and said, yuck. You know, it's something that everybody looks forward to. And, you know, they see the sun, they see the rain, and they know that on the other side of the rain, because of the sun, there's the hope of a rainbow. Just like on the hope of any tragedy, like you just had to cover and mention the fires, there is some hope on the other side. Unfortunately, the fires are going to cause, you know, devastation right now. On the other side of that, there is going to be beautiful, green, lush stuff that's going to grow in its place eventually. You know,
well, we hope in Arizona.
Yeah, well, that's true. maybe not lush green, but, you know. But it'll be different plantation. It'll be different stuff. And unfortunately, right. There are the lives that got lost, too.
Isn't that true that on the other side of any tragedy, I mean, I was in a severe motorcycle accident when I was 26, and my foot was cut off. And because I was young and I was healthy and I was slender at the time, they put my foot back on. Now, in a month and a half, I'm going to be 69 years old. Hard to believe, but I still have my beautiful foot. And
awesome.
I'm really delighted to have that. But my entire life changed in the course of 1 second. From 1 second to the next, it completely changed my life from what it was before to what it was after. And I think that the hardest thing that we have to deal with whenever we have any kind of tragedy is finding the rainbow and finding the positive that comes out of it. And sometimes when people are still in the course of that tragedy and you say you need to find the good side, you need to find the rainbow, don't get too close for them because they're going to punch your lights out.
Exactly. Yeah.
So have the respect and the honor for these people to say, I am sending you love. They understand what they're going through. You may not empathize with them terribly because you don't know what they're going through, but you can send them love. And anybody who says that just sending love to a situation is a cop-out, I want to disagree with you. because I've seen the difference that sending love makes, even when I send it at a distance and I don't do take any action for whatever reason, because I'm not able to, or financially I can't afford to, whatever the situation might be at that time, to remember that you can send love, because there's always an abundance of love. So keep sending love to all of these people. Well, Cindy, we have a couple of callers, but I'm going to ask them to hold for just a few minutes while we talk with you a little bit. I want to find out, in particular, this positive news day and positive news month of how did you come up with this?
Well, it goes back actually a pretty long way for me, so I'll try to summarize it as much as I can. But I went to journalism school, and I learned right from the beginning, good news sells. You know, that's what sold the ads. Everybody wanted to see the news because that's what they bought.
You said good news sells?
No,
you learned
no,
that good news sells.
Oh, did I really? See, good news is going to sell. That's a premonition. That's a premonition. That's what's going to happen in the future. Now we're going to be looking at this, and you know, that's the whole premise of this thing, is to change the definition of news. So
okay,
wow.
So
yeah, that bad news sells.
Okay.
Wow. And that you know, in order to get the paper, the front page had this bad news, so to speak. And anything that was good news was called features. It was buried inside. You know, even the stuff that was the sports people, when they did really good, you know, it was a feature. It was separate from what was happening on the outside. So,
okay.
Sorry, I'm temporary train of thought here.
Now, see, I want to tell our audience that Cindy Freeman is the facilitator of the radio show and also of our Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. So I encourage you all to go over, since she is the guest today, there is nobody moderating that Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. Cindy is the veteran multitasker. I'm not all that great. I can do two things at a time, but that's it. She can do many things at a time. So having her focus is causing a bit of a problem. So I encourage you all to go to Facebook and join the Talk Radio Conversations group. And I'll try to keep an eye on it to make sure that when you get there and you request to join, that I can add you to the group. So Cindy doesn't have to do that. She can focus on what she's saying, which may or may not work. Okay, Cindy, let's try and get you back to focus.
All right,
how's that?
I'll try that. Okay. There's really three things that I learned. Like I said, bad news sells, you know, that the upbeat stories were inside the paper, and that we had to write to a language that was like a third to a fifth grade level, because that's what the average reading level was in the United States. Third to fifth grade level. Yep.
Wow.
I don't even know what they're saying now. I don't know if it's any higher or lower. But to me, that was like, you've got to be kidding me. We've got to write down to our audience. And that's okay, you know, so that the stuff sold. But because of that, I found myself really struggling. You know, I had vocabulary. I had an art for writing. I loved it. I always wanted to find the other side of things. I wanted a different angle than what was expected. You know, in college, I ended up writing the features because that was the fun stuff for me. I didn't want to write the downers. After graduation, I had to go into back to news writing because that's where the money was. That's where the profession led me. You know, they don't want somebody who's just going to write the good stuff. At least at the time, they didn't. And I still found that the ways that I could still do that was occasionally getting a feature or doing some freelance work, you know, helping somebody write a flyer, do those kinds of things. But it was just different. It wasn't what I wanted. So like a lot of journalists, I got burned out. I got burned out fast because that tough stuff, day in and day out, tore on my emotions, you know. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice if we could have an all positive news media outlet? Yeah.
So when was this? What year was this that you were thinking?
This was in the 80s. This was
okay.
In the 80s.
So bad news isn't a new thing. It's been going on all along.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's just, it's just part of the profession and part of what's happening. You know, but when I thought about that, it's like to get a printing press or to get a radio station started up or to get a TV station started up, that went buco dollars. That
right.
to me was bad. That to me was bad news.
or to find
investors. You know, so I just filed it away.
Well, wait a minute. What is it? Do you think that it? What is it about bad news that sells? What is it that's so appealing about bad news that people buy papers and watch television and listen to the radio and look on the internet at news things?
Yeah,
good news.
I for some reason it seems like it's what people can relate to more or something, or I don't know if they're looking for somebody who's worse off than they are when they're going through a situation to try to make themselves feel better. I don't know if that's part of it. You know, that's all I can think. And,
well, you look
you
at
know,
at the reality shows today, and none of them are upbeat or feeling good. There's always competition. There's always anger. There's always some sort of violence, whether it's emotional or physical. And yet people talk about, look at how long Survivor ran. It may still be going. I don't know. But I don't understand it either, why that's attractive, and yet I know it is. I know a lot of people really are drawn to those kinds of shows.
Right.
Whereas if you had a show that was, I mean, today, think about it. If you had a show like Leave It to Beaver or what was her name? Bewitched or anything like that, that was fun, that was upbeat, that was
right.
kind of silly.
It is enough.
But it doesn't bring people to the show.
Right.
So the advertisers, I mean, the stations are going to listen to the advertisers, and the advertisers are listening to whoever watches, you know, when the stations do their polls of how many people are watching the show. So if you're getting a much higher percentage of people watching the negative stuff than the positive, well, guess what happens? So how can we combat that? Combat, that's a war word. I don't want to use fighting words. How can we change that? How can we modify it, and or how can we absolutely change it?
You know, one of the things I've discovered with doing Facebook, and I'm a real avid Facebook person, like you said, I'm all over the place, is I noticed that sharing positive stuff, the likes, the shares, the cool videos, got more hits, got more numbers, did that kind of thing. That's a start.
Mm-hmm.
That's a start because it proves that people are looking for this good stuff.
Okay.
You know, I started analyzing the numbers. I started talking to my friends and talking about my dream again. And, you know, even created a page on Facebook that was called True Visions Media and put out this hope of an all-positive media outlet. Just put it there, you know.
So what is your goal with Positive News Month and Positive News Day? I mean, I would think that there would be a lot of response to a Positive News Day where the different types of media would be glad to post at least one thing that was positive on that day.
Well, that's
even for a month.
Right, and that's
but,
the hope, is Positive
okay.
News Day set up for July 15th
okay.
is one day, a concerted effort of all media outlets, whether they're citizen journalists, traditional journalists, social media, anybody that posts any kind of news, you know, even saying, I'm going to dinner with my friends, guess what? That's news, folks.
Okay.
You know, to focus on the positive stuff that day. You know, yes, we still have to do our tragedies and things. But make sure there's at least something positive posted during the day. And say it's for Positive News Day.
Okay.
It's expanded more to the month because there are traditional outlets that don't post or don't publish or don't broadcast on a certain day. You know, so
oh,
that
I
allows
see.
That to go viral and open it up a little more. It allows it to be shared on social media so that, you know, if I had just one day or we just had just one day to focus on this, you know, come July 15th, we did that. On the 20th, people would be saying, oh, my gosh, I missed it. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
We can start now. start today. July 1st starts Positive News Month. It gives an opportunity to spread it across the whole month.
All right. So today is your kickoff day.
Yes, it is.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a cool way to do it. So
what's let's let our callers in on and see what happens here. I'm not sure on our callers if you are just listening or if you called in to talk. So I'm going to invite you to talk with us. The first one is from area code 989. Hi, this is Jan, and you're on the air. If you want to talk to us, who is this? This is a listener. All right. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold, and we check with the next one. If you decide that you want to speak with Cindy or with myself, go ahead and call in again to 347-205-9074. That's 347-205-9074. Okay? So call in again if you want to talk with us. Our second caller is from area code. Whoops, wrong one. I went back to the other one. Here we go for area code 727. Hi. Oops. Hi, this is Jan, and you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Hello? Jan. Helena Trinconada.
Hi. How are you, Helena?
I'm great. And you?
Good. It's good to have you call in. Did you call in with a question or make an observation or just because you absolutely...
I wanted to first congratulate Cindy. She set a target date to do this on July 1st, and that's great news because it actually is happening on July 1st, and I want to say yay, Cindy.
Right.
Thanks, Elena.
Right.
And the other thing is, you know, both of you deserve a big round of applause because you both are very dedicated to uplifting people.
Well, thank you.
Thank
and
you.
So are you. You've got lots of Facebook pages and other groups going on where you uplift people.
Well, as a visioning coach, I think it's very important to live our dreams, and you know, what's more positive than that? Cindy is living her dream doing this with positive news, and I just want to applaud you both.
All right. So do you have some positive news that you'd like to share with us today?
That's really all I had to say.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll put you back on listen mode, and if you think of something else,
all right,
just let us know.
Okay,
thanks for calling in, Helena. All right.
Thanks, Helena.
Okay, so... Cindy, talk to us a little bit more. What about the other news and other news media? Are you letting everybody know, these other news media know that this is going on and that they can, how they can get in touch with you and contact, you know, be able to share their positive news?
I am. I've sent out press releases to the local media here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can't do this alone. There are thousands of media outlets out there. So what I've done is I've posted the press release on the website, positivenewsday.com. Under resources.
You cut out. Whoops. Repeat it again.
Positivenewsday.com.
Okay.
And with that, there's a press release on the resources page that will allow anybody to share that press release with their local media or put it up on your Facebook or whatever else, anybody that you know that's in the process of sharing news.
Okay.
And let them be part of this. Invite them to be part of this. Send a letter to the editor. Send a letter to your local broadcast station and say, look, I want to hear about the positive news. This is what's going on. Please take the time and find one story that you can feature for Positive News Day.
Okay.
And that's how everybody can get involved. That's how we can share this. That's how we can send this globally. I've had a lot of international journalists get a hold of me and say, how can we be part of this? And that is just so cool. Areas like India and Pakistan and Afghanistan where you would not think there's positive news going on right now. And you know what? They want to be part of it and they want to find something to share. So if they can do it, any of us can do it.
All right, so even it doesn't matter what country they're in, they can still go to positivenewsday.com and they can check out the resource, the press release on resources, and send it out to whoever they know, share it everywhere across the world. And people can then go, can they post on positivenewsday.com? How are you going to?
They can.
How are you
going?
Okay, tell us about that a little bit.
There is a page set up specifically for posting of positive stories. And I want people to share links, stories that they write, even poetry. Something that is positive and uplifting. To me, positive isn't just, happy face stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is what motivates, what uplifts, what inspires somebody to do something. What changes mm-hmm. the serotonin in the brain and the body that, those good cells, what makes that come up in your life?
Tell us a little bit more about that serotonin stuff. What's that
serotonin
all about?
Serotonin stuff?
Yeah.
Well, there's research in the medical profession, of course, that says, we've got good, quote-unquote, cells, bad cells in our body, so to speak. They've settled for a long time. Everybody has cancer cells in their body. Yeah, okay, what happens to those? It varies with everybody. On the other hand, though, we all have good cells and happy cells in our body, too. The main function of serotonin's to maintain, emotional balance, minimizes our stress, takes away the depression, regulates our sleep patterns. So if you've got all this negative stuff going on around you, that can be part of the cause for bad sleep patterns. You're being sluggish during the day, all that kind of stuff. On the other hand, if you've got the serotonin going on and the good stuff going on, you're more likely to sleep smoothly, more likely to, did I lose you? And go on and continue with the good things. It'll take the depression out of your life if you've got some of that going on or some things that aren't making you feel well. It balances life. You can get the same high from sugar, but the sugar is just going to put on the weight on your head, on your mind, on your body. Instead, if we start feeding it positive energy, look at happy movies, listen to great music, listen to something that's going to make you dance and sing and smile. With those things, you up the serotonin, and it helps develop the rest of your life. Like I said, it's a whole lot easier to look at a great movie than it is to eat a candy bar. Sometimes the candy bar feels better in the moment, but guess what? When that wears off,
I'd rather do both.
So there you go. You can do both too. Then when the sugar wears off, you still got the high of the good movie and the good song.
Of the good movie, yeah, yeah.
So
that's a good point. Yep. I know, and people laugh because all I've got are chick flicks. Although I do have a couple that are, there's violence in them, but it is so choreographed that it's funny. A couple of them are the Bruce Willis movies of the whole 9 yards and the whole 10 yards. They crack me up. Every time I watch them, I laugh. So there's still laughter coming out, even though it's supposedly there's violence, what we would consider violence in it. To some extent, it's a release. An emotional release.
Right.
So,
and laughter's laughter's the best medicine. It really is. Because it gets all of your cells moving. Every single part of your body is laughing with you when you start laughing.
Right.
I dare you to sit still when you're laughing.
Okay, well, I can't. So there you go. Well, we have another caller. Sally Ann is on air, and I'm going to get her in. Hi, Sally Ann. You're on the air.
Hi, Sally.
This is Jan.
Hello, Jan. Hi,
Sally Ann.
Hi, Cindy.
Good to have you call in.
Thank you.
Did you have a question? Did you have some good news to share?
I heard Cindy ask for talk about happy people, so here I am. Okay, one of the happiest people I know, and most of it I attribute to not watching or listening to mainstream media anymore. And it is such a blessing, because I still want to know what's going on in the world, for Cindy to be doing what she's doing by giving us some positive news. I have four children, and I want them to be aware of what's happening in the world around them without all the negative impact that the regular news media has. So I want
you
to say thank you.
You bring up a good point, Sally Ann, and Cindy, I don't know if you've I don't think we've addressed this yet, but there are a lot of people, they've been doing polls and been somewhat dismayed because there are a lot of people who are turning off their TV, turning off their radio, discontinuing the newspaper because of all of the violence and the bad news that's in it. You know, I've done the same thing. I figure there's enough bad news going on all around me. I don't need to invite it into my living room.
That's it.
Right. The statistics are a little bit hard to find because a lot of people have stopped buying papers and watching TV because they can get the stuff on the internet. So we have to acknowledge that as a piece of it, too.
Okay.
But they're figuring about 25%. From some of the stuff I've been able to find, have stopped, like you said, buying the paper because they don't, you know, they're finding it's all ads, it's all, you know, trash news, what they're calling it. You know, the popular celebrity papers are the kinds of things that seem to be increasing in sales, which is interesting. People want to know what kind of crazy things the celebrities are doing. Okay, whatever. But to me, you know what, on the good side of that, to me, it makes me laugh. So I guess maybe it's good. You know, but yeah, about 25% of, you know, subscriptions and things are down because people just don't want to weed through to find something good that they want or to find the comics anymore. Maybe the comics have gone to like one page. When I was a kid, they used to be like 6 and 8 pages. The whole section.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not even there anymore.
Huh. So, Sally Ann, would you give us one item of positive news for today? Just something.
Sure. My whole life is a positive news, and that, if I can just address one of the issue, is the global issue. There's a lot of good stuff happening around the world, and like Cindy was saying, people don't want to hear about it, but I think a shift is coming, and I think more people are interested in what's hearing. Even the simple things about somebody walking by and helping someone, or somebody running out of money at a gas station and helping them there. That's what I want to also impact my kids with, is just helping somebody every single day. Every day you walk out the door, there's a reason to help somebody. And there's a lot of that going around the world, and we need to get all of that somehow on one page so everybody gets to hear it. I think because the more that you see it's going on, people are less afraid to reach out and help. If you know someone else is doing this, then they have enough confidence to say, well, I can do this too. I think that's what holds a lot of people back sometimes.
Good point.
That's, you know, it's what I do every day. It's what I look for. When I look up in the sky, I see the positive news. A day doesn't go by that I don't pass someone and give them a smile and get it back, or if I have something in my pocket, share what I have with them. So that's
you know,
all.
You're That reminds me. The other day I was walking through a store and a woman, I was coming out one aisle and a woman with her cart was coming the other way, so we were on a collision course. And I pulled back a little bit and smiled at the woman, and she gave me this scowling look with her lips pursed together, and she went marching on by. And I thought, well, I'm going to smile at you anyway and send you some love. I hope you get it. I hope you feel it. And it made me laugh. It made me feel better. And it didn't, you know, so what's the saying that's out there about how many millions of people on this earth there are, and you're going to let one person who's in a bad mood spoil your day? It's kind of like that, you know. It's taking that positive that we have and passing it along, even when somebody doesn't see it because they're walking away from us.
They
because
may
it
not
makes
see
us feel
it,
better.
You and I know they feel it.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
And that's a positive news story. I'll give you a positive news story. This morning I woke up a little stressed. I put on my Facebook wall, that I could use a little bit of light and love. And 22 comments later, I felt better. So I
wow.
have people all around the world sending me the light that I needed to go into a meeting. I walked out. I felt like a million bucks. Nothing changed. I didn't eat. I didn't drink. I didn't do anything. But how I felt changed drastically.
Right,
so
right.
That's,
which
that's
impacts everybody. And that impacts everybody you meet today, everybody you talk to, and just everybody who even is in your vicinity.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. That's great.
Cool.
Well, thank
excellent
you for sharing
story.
That.
No problem.
Thanks, Alien. I'm going to put
okay.
you back on listen only, but I want to thank you very much for calling in and sharing your story with us.
You're welcome. Talk
thanks,
to you
Alien.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Cindy.
Bye.
Okay, and I want to remind everybody else, you can call in and share your good news at 347-205-9074. I'll repeat it, 347-205-9074. And I'm going to encourage you as well to go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group on Facebook and post your good news for the day. And also go to positivenewsday.com and spread that press release around and also post your good news there. How do they post their good news on that site, Cindy?
You need to sign in on, this is on the website?
Yes.
Sign in. You get a username and an ID. They'll send you a password, which you can adjust and change later. And that's just for our security and for yours. And
okay.
then you can post the story on the page, which is called Positive News.
All right.
Very simple. You know, type it up in your text editor of some kind, copy and paste it. Like I said, if you want to share a link, go ahead. Just make sure it's not somebody else's copyrighted stuff unless you say where it's from.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
we're
can
happy
they link-
to have it.
Can they link,
yeah.
I'm sorry, can they link that back to Facebook or?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
It'll also link back to Positive News Day on Facebook.
Okay. Oh, good.
I'm setting that up. So, yes. So, they'll be seen in both places.
So, you have a Facebook page, Positive News Day.
Sure do. Sure do.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So
everybody, you can. Go ahead.
Easy. So anybody that might not have a Facebook page or something, then, you know, you can do it online. If for some reason you're not comfortable online, put it up on the Facebook page.
Okay. So Facebook.com/Positive News Day.
Correct.
There we go. That's great.
Correct.
That's great. Okay. So what other things have you envisioned going on the whole month? You've got the whole month of July as Positive News Month. So what's your vision there?
The vision is that starting today, we start getting some stories.
Okay.
That people start sharing it and letting it go out globally. That, you know, you let your friends know, you let the local media know. That come July 15th, this is going to be one of the biggest, most powerful days that even exists.
All right.
you know, and, you know, there's lots of holidays out there. There's Strawberry Day. There's Potato Day. There's all that stuff. And you know what? If they can have something that is fun, then why can't we? So I envision.
Well, I think we should, yeah.
Being similar. So.
Okay.
An
online strawberry festival.
Yeah, you know. And they've got
Positive News Day. Okay. All right.
So, and then after the 15th, keep sharing it. Because, it's, you know, this isn't going to go away. This isn't an issue that, you know, is going to change really quickly. I'd love to say, sure, by the end of July, all of a sudden, everybody is going to be on board, and all of a sudden, you're going to see Positive News.
Uh-huh.
Not, you know, that's a little unrealistic.
Yeah, but it's a goal to strive for, right?
Oh, it's a goal. It's a goal so that someday Positive News Month and Positive News Day doesn't exist as a solo event.
Okay.
The goal is
so
that
the
we change
the
definition of news. Right.
Okay. And the rest of the year, you want to encourage people to keep going to Positive, I'm getting mixing up the two, to Positive Day, positivenewsday.com and keep adding their positive news, and on Facebook as well, right?
Right, right.
So that it's all year long, not just a one-day event.
Right. It's a start. It's a good place to start. And if we have to start again to push it next year, well, I guess we'll start again and push it next year. But it would be great if we could just keep it going. It would be great if we could turn it into that positive news outlet at some point. You know, that magazine, that radio station, that TV station. That's
so
the ultimate goal.
Is that what your plans are? Tell us about that. What are your plans from Positive News Day future?
That is the ultimate goal. You know, like I said, I learned on Facebook that and the internet that I don't need that huge cash outlay anymore.
Okay.
So the goal is to have a Positive News magazine sometime this fall. I was originally thinking July 1st was going to happen with that too. But, you know, I learned that even my multitasking, I have to back off a little bit once in a while and say too much is too much. So the magazine will be out sometime this fall. And you said I do have some people internationally that are interested in writing and contributing to that.
Okay. And this is going to be an online magazine?
It'll be an online magazine.
Okay.
It also will link back to a Facebook page.
All right.
It'll be called True Visions Magazine. The goal is by October or sooner to do that. I'm going to be in school, so things might change with that, but right now it's by October. And then ultimately expand that to a radio, at least a radio show, ultimately a radio station, and a TV show into a TV station. So that positive news outlet is there. Now, you know, there are a lot of other places right now that are already projecting positive news. And I have a resource on our resource pages of positivenewsday.com. A lot of those are listed. And if there's others that want to be part of that listing, by all means, send me a message and we'll put those up there. Because I don't want, you know, disrespect those people that are already doing that.
Right.
Because it's a good start. And there are places that just do segments, you know, on a Sunday morning, it's a positive news show or something, whatever. We want to highlight those as well.
So what media are doing that already? You say there are some. Are there many or just a few? And what are they doing?
Well, there are a few. There are several online magazines and newspapers already that are out there that are doing something. There's a couple. There's some called Good News, Positive News. As I'm pulling up my website, gee, you get to have me multitask anyway. that are out there. Of course, Purpose Talk Radio is one of them. So,
of course,
like you get called, you know, Amazing News, Daily News, 56 Vibes, Gamondo, Good News Network, Happy News, Huffington Post Good News, which is a huge, huge online publication that focuses a part of Good News. Old Wire, Only Positive News, Optimist, Positive
Imperative. So there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. I got about 15 of them already listed. And I'd love to have other ones part of that. You know, there's Good Morning America that does its positive segment, and that's a national TV, you know, thing already. So, you know, there's all those things out there. And love to have more people be part of it. And he said, ultimately, some people have everybody's media listed there and when their positive stuff is out.
Okay. Okay, so how do they, if somebody's interested, or how are they going to contact you?
They can contact me several ways, through the websites, of course. The other is email. That would be at Cindy@truevisionsmedia.org.
Okay.
And that would be the simplest. Like I said, go through Facebook. I'm on Cindy Freeman, which is fairly simple to find me. I'm on through Cindy Freeman -TrueVisionsMedia. Through Positive News Day on Facebook. There's a whole lot of ways you can find me.
Okay. All right. So You want people really to go to the Facebook page and also to your website, positivenewsday.com, to be able to post their good news, right?
Right. That's the easiest and the simplest way to do it, seriously,
okay,
at this point. So.
All right. Okay. That sounds good. Okay.
I know you have another caller in the queue also at this point, even though they're putting it in.
You are sneaking a look, aren't you?
Of course I am, because she just sent me a message going, I'm in the queue, but I saw her phone number, and, you know, she was
okay,
not.
Okay, so which one are we talking about? We've got two callers who are, all right, I'm going to, I'm talking with.
714.
Okay.
714 number, pick her up.
Area code 714, Mona, you are on the air.
Hey, good
afternoon, ladies. Hi, it's good to have you here. So
this is wonderful. I'm so happy that Cindy's following her dream. You know, as we have so many, we ourselves have so many dreams that we, you know, it's kind of shy away from the opportunity of doing it. I'm so proud of you, Cindy.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, definitely.
And do you have something to share?
You know what?
That's positive news.
Sure. Today, I saw a fire hydrant that was blowing water all the way up to the post lights, and I'm like, "Wow, what a mess!" And everybody's like, "Whoa!" I need to take a picture of this, which I'll probably put on Facebook later. But I looked at my son, and he says, "Mom, I want to take a videotape of this. This is so cool. People could be running out there and playing in the water." And I said, that's exactly what I was thinking, because we're really warm out here in California, that's where I'm from. So we saw this and just wanted to just have fun. I mean, we both had visions of running through the water, but then we saw the police cars around. So we'll just, you know, shy away from that and just keep the vision and go swimming here. But, yeah, no,
okay.
That was... I'm sure that's going to be positive to some of the people here that live in California, because it's just been starting to get pretty warm. And I heard your message this morning about the firemen. So I wanted to send my love and prayers out to the families too. That was really nice, Jan. But I think we need to support the positive. Thoughts and interactions with everybody, because there's a lot of negativity out that we need to focus on changing the thought of being positive. So any kind of news. And then now I feel like going to the nearest newsstand just to find some more positive information to put on Cindy's wall.
All right. Okay. I know she's going to love that.
Awesome.
So, go ahead.
I know you're all this smiley person, too, a lot of times, and have gone through a lot of stuff. But what are you doing in your world? I'm gonna give you a chance to share, just for the heck of it, if Jan will let me.
Go for it.
What are you doing that you're creating on your side of the world to make the world a better place?
Music. I'm playing music. I'm currently writing music. As a matter of fact, I have an older keyboard here that takes floppy disks. And I have been wondering if I can still buy floppy disks in Staples, if you have a Staples out there, in you know, the old computers.
Wow, floppy disks, my gosh.
Fortunately, I had gone to the storage unit to find some, and I really lucked out. Found some floppy disks, and today I'm going to try and see if I can still record and use them. I'll probably have to go to Amazon to find some, but eventually I'd like to go back out and start playing my music and sharing it with a lot of people. I've been meeting a lot of spiritual psychics. And we're going to try to see if we can connect and try to make it a better place. for everybody.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. So that's where I'm leaning towards. And also, I had been ill, and I'm recuperating from that. And there's some other health issues that I need to address. So I'm working on that and waiting on results. But other than that, I'm staying positive.
So Mona, cool. I wanna ask you. I know that you said your computer takes floppy disks, but if you have internet access, you can also record to an MP3 file in the cloud. That way your recording is uploaded into the cloud. You can access it from anywhere, and other people can access it, and you're not relying on obsolete floppy disks.
Can you? I don't know if you can plug the piano keyboard into a computer. There's got to be somebody might be able to help you. There you go. We're going to put out information that somebody has the technology that can hook your piano keyboard into a computer so you can upload to clouds. There you
go. They do have that with the MDI things that, you know, work in between to help record.
Okay.
Or converter, some kind of a converter.
Yeah.
Nowadays they have the what do you call it? The stick that you put into the computers now.
Flash drive. Yeah.
So I was over. You know what I mean? So I went to Guitar Center, which is my one of my home away from homes, and I was playing the Korg, and it was just wonderful. And I said, well, one day soon, I'll be able to get the Korg. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I do want to follow up and see where I can record this. Onto iCloud, is that what you said?
Well, it's just the cloud. If you do an internet search for the cloud, for MP3 files, think about uploading an MP3 file and do a search for that, and it will give you all kinds of ways, where places and ways to do it, to upload those files. So even if you record it on your floppy disk, on your obsolete floppy disk, and you put that into the computer, you can still upload that file to the cloud and turn it into an MP3 file.
Okay. All right.
Doing some research there and put out the word that you're looking for people to help you with it.
Okay. I shall.
All right. That's great. All right. I said, thanks a lot for calling in.
Oh, it was a pleasure. I like I said, I wanted to support Cindy and get a chance to speak with you and say how wonderful I know I posted on the conversation piece and say hello, or you know, I always look forward to Monday mornings while I can at the time. So
all right.
So thank you. And Cindy, good luck with this, and hopefully, you know, we're starting out with a positive week.
Excellent. Right. Thank you.
What a great way to start the week, huh? With positive news.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right.
I think I put a coffee post down there. I think it went through. I hope.
Okay, well, I'm gonna put you back on listen only, Mona, and thanks a lot for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay.
You have a great week. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Okay. So, Cindy, is there anything that we have missed that we need to make sure that we address?
That would mean me going to my notes, wouldn't it?
Okay. So, why don't you give us the sites again? So, on Facebook, there's a Positive News Day page, right?
On Facebook, there's Positive News Day, yes, page.
Okay. And there's a website?
And the website is positivenewsday.com.
Okay.
Oh,
and
I almost forgot. You know, I almost forgot one resource that will be on that page.
Okay.
That website. Now, as a member of True Trinity, you know, we've got the wonderful I Am Who I Am song that is on your show that we are blessed to be a part of. On July 15th for Positive News Day, we will have a Positive News Day song. So you got to keep.
Awesome.
Got to go out to the website. We're not releasing it early.
Okay.
We want people to purposely be out there for July 15th. It might be a day or two early, but essentially for July 15th, we're going to do it. And
all right.
Then share that. Hopefully it'll be up as a video also that you can share out on YouTube and let that go out as well. Because music to me is the biggest blessing in the world.
All right. And on July 15th is a Monday. So if you and your trio are up to it, we might be able to play it on the show that day.
Yoo-hoo! We'll take that.
All right. That's exciting.
Yeah, there's also resources out there, a logo that if you want to go to Vistaprint and make some T-shirts or some posters, you're welcome to do that.
Logo, your Positive News Day logo is available through Vistaprint?
No, you'd have to take the logo and go to Vistaprint. They've got $6 T-shirts plus like another $6 for shipping right now. They've got a really good deal on some decent T-shirts, and you can single order them on demand.
So if somebody wants to get that logo from you, can they do that?
Yep, they can get it from you. They can get it right on positivenewsday.com resources page.
Oh,
it's right there.
All right.
They can download it.
Okay.
Because
we
want the word out there to anybody and everybody as much as we can. So.
All right. Good. Okay.
And I think. And, of course, the wonderful Jan Revell helped design that, too. So that was wonderful.
Well, positive news always needs a village, not just one person.
Right. Right.
Okay, everybody. If you want to call in and have a heart reading, now would be the time to do it. Number 347-205-9074. We'll be on for another minute or two, and that'll give you time to call in. You can also come in via Skype if you want. You do have to have a Blog Talk Radio account, which is free, and then you can connect with us via Skype if you'd like to do that. I want to remind you to go to TrueTrinity.com, as Cindy just mentioned, and not only listen to the songs that are there, but buy them. I mean, where else can you find a song for only a dollar? Is it still a dollar, Cindy?
Yep.
That's just amazing.
99 cents.
So you can download the song for 99 cents and be able to have it and play it anytime you want. I have it, and I dance around the house to it and sing it every day, every Monday. You don't hear me because I was told to put myself on mute, but I sing it at the beginning and the ending of each show along with it when it's on the radio. You can connect with me, Jan, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. And you can also go to PurposeTalkRadio.com and give a donation to the expenses of the show if you would like. You can also become a sponsor of the show, which means that you get announced, your business becomes announced at the beginning and the ending of each show. You get onto the website, onto our Facebook page, into the Facebook group. So lots and lots of exposure for not very much money, which is really great. Okay, I lost my train of thought. So Cindy just sent me a message. Cindy, go ahead and say it yourself.
Okay, my email, which I was going to give you also, is cindy@truevisionsmedia.org.
So it's True Visions, that's plural visions,
correct.
Media. So it's all one word, truevisionsmedia.org.
Yep, .org.
All right. Correct. Good. So that way they can get in touch with you. That's great.
I think we've said about all we can say. Get involved. We're changing the definition of news.
All right. Awesome. Okay, and I want to remind everybody that next week we're going to resume the 13-week series of Feminine Spiritual Trailblazers. These are contemporary women spiritual leaders. And next week our guests are Chris Steinis, who is the founder of Women of Wisdom, that is based out of Seattle, Washington, and Silva Brailier, who's from California, and she is a coach. And one of her bywords is be the change you want to be, and she helps people to do that, to become the change that you want to be. So I want to say thank you very much, Cindy, for being with us today and talking about Purpose Talk Radio, being with us as a guest rather than having to work during the show.
That's hard to do. Thank you.
It's funny. And I want to thank all of our guests, our listeners for being with us, and I encourage you to listen again next week. In the meantime, I wish you soul blessings.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.